Welcome to our Finance and Governance meeting for Monday, July 24, 2023. Our chair, Kate Kreller, will be here soon. Until then, I will be chairing. And I'm Kathy Holgarty, and I'm joined by my colleague, Councilmember Deshaun Quinn. There's two items on the agenda. And the first one is 1A, a resolution providing an honorary street naming designation for former Mayor Jim Haggerton. And Laurel Humphrey, the legislative analyst, is going to go over the info memo, which we've already had one touch with in this committee. This is the second.
Thank you. Yes, you've discussed this before. The last intersection with the committee, you all three agreed upon a stretch of roads to receive an honorary naming, which basically means we would have a street sign fabricated and it would be installed, and then there would presumably be some kind of event where the Haggerton family could attend. That street section is, sorry, I don't see
it. It's on page 2. You probably just blew right by it.
Yeah, I apologize. I think that there's a mistake in the past, but I don't see the resolution that is supposed to be part of this, so I will get that corrected.
I didn't even look for it.
I do apologize. The resolution would designate South Center Parkway between Tukwila Parkway and Stander Boulevard. So you made a recommendation already to proceed down that path, and that includes a 30-day public comment period for the policy that you all adopted last year. And so we're actually at the end of that public comment period. It's still open, and so by the time this hits committee of the whole, we'll have the final results. But I will share with you that we've received two comments. They were both in favor.
Good, ma'am. 21.
Oh. All right. Well, mine's cut off. Thank you. I'm glad it's in there. So I wanted to basically keep this moving. That's why you're seeing this while we're still in the public comment period. This is an opportunity for you to review the resolution, which is fairly boilerplate. And again, if you forward this with a recommendation to the committee of the whole, then along with that, I will submit the public comments that you received. So I'm looking for a recommendation on the resolution.
Okay, so I'll just say one more sentence, and then I'll hand it right over to you. I'll finish this one up then. Mm-hmm. Okay. So staff is seeking the recommendation to forward this draft resolution onto the committee of whole on August 14th. And so that's the request. We do have the resolution. And there's biographical information that was submitted, which is impressive. And I am in support. I'm just going to usurp and show them. Councilmember Quinn.
Yeah, I'm supportive. This is what we expected. Okay. Now, did you reference that the street would be in the resolution or not?
It is in the resolution.
Section 1. Okay.
Council Chair?
I'm grateful to staff for taking our comments and formulating this in the safe side defense format the way I would have expected. I think it gives good honor to former Mayor Jim Haggerton and the things that he accomplished in his life. And I think where we had forward to the COW and the regular meeting.
Yes, and I can't recall if you heard my comment where we're at the very end of the public comment period, and I will share those two with you. Whether we've received two in favor so far.
Okay, great. See you. Anything else from anybody?
I did. I mean, just give an idea, right? This is going to go forward, and we put some real thinking into where we ultimately decided. And I just wondered when I read through this, I didn't see the kind of committee's rationale. I don't know if it's necessary, but I think it might help move the conversation when it gets to the full council, because we put some thought into it.
Doesn't it say that this is a part of the road that he had a lot of involvement in? Is that in there somewhere, or did I just think that?
It's in here, but I was thinking of the memo. It's in here.
It's part of the background something.
Yeah, but it's not necessary if we don't think it's
not. You mean as part of the resolution?
Not as part of the resolution, just as part of the memo.
Oh, I thought.
If I may, so the naming policy that you adopted last year is pretty comprehensive. It has the criteria And I think I put a piece in the resolution that says the city council finds that this is appropriate for the
I
could definitely add some something more to the memo if you give me some direction from the committee. Yes.
This is just me, but I thought we really kind of were thoughtful as this is we're rolling this out. And sometimes when you say things more than once, it gets heard. So it's already here. It's in the resolution. And I just wonder, should we have a little stint that we had this in committee? We had a long, robust discussion, and we felt like what was being proposed kind of matched the intent of the resolution.
That makes sense to me if it's the committee.
Absolutely.
Direction.
Plus, we can underscore in our testimony as well.
Yeah. On the bias. Okay. I can do that. Thank you.
Okay. On this piece, we'll move on to business agenda item B, monthly general fund update, May 2023. Tony Colton, the Deputy Finance Director, will read this in the discussion only.
Yes, thank you. Okay, easy. So this is the general fund department expenditure budget actual report ending May 31. So the general fund department expenditures totaled $28.4 million through May, which is $856,000 over the allocated budget of $27.6 million. Now that, the overage, there is a timing issue with fire. We've reported this before. I do have some good news. I got some feedback. What we're talking about is the second quarter allocation was paid in April. We allocated it for June. The feedback I got was meet the allocation. So I'm not going to report this month after month. We know what it is. It's nothing to see here. So you'll hear that a few times throughout this, but it will be the last time you hear it. I see the wheels are turning.
I know. I just want clarification. Not mentioning it satisfies us because we understand. Is there a reason why we just don't move that payment into the proper month?
Yes. That was the feedback I got, to just move it, because we know exactly what it is. The allocation was in April. We actually allocated it in June, so the feedback was move it to where it should be, and that will stop the discussions.
Okay.
So on a go-forward basis, we won't move.
Okay. I caught the second half of that where we didn't discuss it anymore. But okay. What's the remedy? Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Okay. And so looking at the allocated budget, as of the end of May, all departments, with the exception of City Council and Fire, have activity that are within the allocated budget. The City Council overage was $153. That is below the threshold of further review. We've talked about fire. The other departments are within the allocated budget. When I move to the next column of the percent expended, we're at the end of May, we're at 41.7%. And just a couple of departments are currently over percent a year. Fire, which we know exactly what that is. And then public works and streets maintenance, they ended at 47%. Now, the departments, you see it's departments because we're really talking about public works department and street maintenance. They are well under their allocated budget at 41%. Mm-hmm. As well as the year they are under, let me just see, 47%, and then for the year it's 1.6% change. So what this kind of demonstrates is that there are upfront costs that were budgeted for, they were aware of it. They were just upfront. So I think I have some examples of those. So these are things like the insurance payments, we pay them in advance. Utilities, land, Kennedy Cottage, that's something that didn't happen last year, the demo of that. So they're over in one category, not the other two. We can understand that well. When I look at the 2023 compared to 2022, there are several departments that are higher than 5% over the previous year. And so we look at those and we look to explain those. City Council was one that ended higher, and that's council retreat facilitation. So it was budgeted for, it was aware of, it's just higher than what was spent the prior year. In the mayor's office, the main drivers are professional development, professional services and salaries, And I have listed details below so we can see specifically what those are. And you can see that's registrations, memberships, hotel lodging. So again, explained already, previously budgeted for. Parks and Rec, Recreation and Parks Maintenance. I thought this one was the most important or the most interesting. They reported an increase of expenditures of $156,000, about 8.7% over the prior year. And this is a result of the impact of the pandemic. So in the prior years, they were significantly hit hard. TCC was closed. Group projects were closed down. So at the return to service, it shows we're coming out of the pandemic. And we can see the descriptions there. It's in salaries, benefits, which represents programs, the opening of programs there. So the police, they are operating below their allocated budget. The department expenditures for 2023 are higher. And I feel like we've seen these before. So salaries, that is due to contractual agreements. We have overtime, that is a result of underfilled positions. And then there's an increase in professional services, and those are the dispatch, contracted services in jail, SCORE service, SCORE contract is that. So again, they've been identified, so no surprise there. We show fire, and we know exactly what that is. And so I have a paragraph here. While overall department, the general fund department's costs have increased over the same period, the majority of the expenditures were identified ahead of time and budgeted for. So that's just an increase of costs. So I want to move into the general fund by category. On this one, I'm going to start with salaries, even though the memo is at the end, because it's at the top. That's why I'm starting there. You see salaries are under by $1.7 million. I want to just point out or call the attention to that there are ongoing contract negotiations with labor. And so what that means is once those negotiations are done, there will be a retroactive adjustment made for salaries, and that will bring them back into closer to what we anticipated. So the fact that it's significantly under is because of contract negotiations. So at the end of May, 41.7%, total services is the only category that was higher than the 41.7%. And within the total services, professional development is involved, professional services. Let me just go through these. So the professional services jumped high, and that's the Puget Sound Regional Fire Authority. Professional development increased by both over 50,000 and 5%. Professional development is below the allocated budget and below the percent expended. So this is an example of rising costs that we've seen before that were previously identified and properly budgeted for. Rentals is new. That's a category that we haven't talked about before. So they're reporting, it's similar to professional services. They report an increase over the previous year, greater than 5%. Some examples are, it looks like they're under their allocated budget, below the year to date. And so I'm looking to what's going to be the cause of that. Oh, so examples of rentals would be copier leases, fleet contributions, and maintenance and power equipment. So we haven't seen them high. I feel like in the past, we see the same information over time. This is one that's new. We can see, again, it was budgeted for. Well, since we haven't talked about rentals before, I wanted to put in some examples. Technology services, us in the same boat. There's been increasing expenditures over the prior year, but the activity is within the allocated budget. Utilities is the same. And so then I talked about the salaries, which I've already talked about. So I'm coming to the end of this. I do want to conclude and say, although this is as of May, in real time, July 21st, where we are today, there has not been any identified budget amendments. So we are actively looking at that, talking about that. As we get into the last half of the year, this is when we would expect to start to see it. But as we can see, the departments are within budget, within the allocation. They are attentive to the expenditure. So as of now, no concrete budget amendments. So again, I expect more to come with that, but nothing today. And that will be the end of this.
Council members, questions and comments? Council member Hogarty?
Okay, so on the last page, when you say technology services are activities are within the allocated budget, what you mean is they're doing the tasks that they have planned, but those tasks are more expensive.
Yes.
I mean, and yes. then they proceed. So they're not like doing anything extra. It's just like they're doing what their work plan was. They budgeted for their work plan, and now guess what? Costs are higher. Is that what it is?
Yes. And so, yes to that. And they anticipated costs to be higher, which is why they're within the allocated budget. We're just saying they're higher than they were last year at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But when they did their budget, they recognized costs are going to be up. And so they did budget for it. They did put it in the proper months as well. But that's, you know, one component of the three components we look at. So one by themselves is not significant, but we look at three to get a good understanding of looking at it from different angles. So yes, it is higher than it was last year, but it is just a rise in cost. They knew about it in advance, which is why they're within budget, and they allocated in the proper month, which is why they're within allocated budget.
Okay, and then rentals, we now have the car rentals in there. That's something new.
Yeah.
It changes those numbers.
Yes, and you're right. So rentals is something new that we haven't seen before. It's not just the fleet, but it's copier leases. Fleet is certainly a competing factor.
Did we just buy our copiers before and not lease them?
No, we have been leasing them, but we have not exceeded budget on this before. So I guess I haven't reported on rentals before, so that's why I want to just dig into it. And so when I look at rentals, again, what we're looking at is spending more than we spent last year at this time, but they're at 21% of the month at 46%. So they're below budget and they're below their allocated budget too. So another example of rising costs, but it was in budget and it was identified prior to spending.
Right, because this is the allocated budget jumps up and that's because of all the new things that are under rental. Basically,
yes.
Like you said, food.
Yes.
Okay. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilmember Quinn? Yeah, I was maybe building off of Councilmember Hogarty and then maybe kind of testing your what you said. So using police as an example, you said one thing wouldn't crack it. But so, for example, I don't know if this is accurate, but I know that we had that reassessment, reallocation based on the costs for the jail.
Yeah.
And so with that new number, we had to kind of go through the process and, you know, kind of go through the council process because that's the new number based on our participation and or whatever our relationship is with the score. I just remember that. I'm not sure about the timing. And then the other three things would be dispatch, right?
Yes.
And contracted services. So that gives you more than one, right?
And that does explain the professional services component.
Well, okay.
The, drilling into professional service, what is it?
Yeah,
police, and those are the areas.
Yep. And then on the rental, I know we had some change as we adjusted the budget to really capture expenses. So I know that based on the arrangement of items, it's going to tick up based on the adjustments that are made to follow the costs, correct?
Yes. And I do want to just call out that through the rentals, yes, it is higher than last year based on what we were saying. But I do want to reiterate that they are under the allocated budget. And what we're trying to explain there is that while the costs are higher than they were last year, it was not a surprise. They saw this in the budget process, so they did budget
mm-hmm.
for it.
Yeah.
And they've allocated it in correct months, which is why we're within allocated budget as well as percent expended. But yes, it is costing more than it did last year.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. It's really clear. It's easy to follow along. And I guess my last comment is no amendments at this time can be a statement that you regret. But do we feel like, based on really our focused attention on cost and the shift of our system of tracking costs, do you think that, and our intentionality around trying to stay under budget, do you think that helped contribute to where we are now?
Yes. And when we say no budget amendments at this time, the conversations that we're having are things that would increase budget are revenue backed. So they, as we know in government versus private sector, the expenses are allocated to this individual department, but revenues are not. They are at the object level. Mm-hmm. And so court, for example, will get a grant. They will raise the costs that are attributed to them, but it's revenue backed. So when we talk about budget amendments, one, what we've been talking about is revenue backed amendments, which we put on the list. And then second, we look at the departments, and most of them are under allocated budget now. So the next question is, do you need the budget amendment? So while they may go over in supplies overall, or go over in services is a better example, overall, they're still within budget. So we would probably deny that because we don't need it. So when someone just comes to us and say, hey, I need to spend more money, we just don't say, okay. You know, we look at what it's for, how are you going to fund it, and then can you still finish your department within budget? So, yeah, I don't want to jinx anything, but
sure.
As of now, those are the conversations that we have. So there's nothing on the list as of now because of that.
Thank you.
So, good questions, Council Members. At the risk of repeating,
This
will be crystal clear. They have a budget.
Mm-hmm.
And if we look at the comparisons from last year, this year, they may or may not have been on budget last year. But that amount was probably increased for this year. And that's what keeps them on budget. Right. So the percentage over last year, you're just taking a look what's going on here. But we already said that's how much of the budget they could spend, and they're within that amount. That's why you keep saying they're within budget or allocated budget. When you say allocated budget, you mean the month that they intended to spend it, they actually spent it, and then the cumulative to the this point in the year, they're at or under that amount.
Yes.
Okay, so they're not overspending budget at all at this point so far.
Correct.
What's it look like when they are over?
What's it look like on the report?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see that they are over in the, probably we're going to see it in a couple of places. One, we would see it in the allocated budget, and then we would also see it in the percent expended.
Okay.
So we would, those are two places we would see. And we would also see it in comparing last year to this year, because last year was a lower budget amount. So if they're over, we're going to see it at least in one of those three, and probably two of those three.
When we were going and we set our budgets, we would typically have latitude to put in as much as 20%. When it was cut, it was almost 10% every time. So we literally were 10% more than we should have spent anyway, right? So when I look at this, did you guys build into your budget? We always talk about a conservative budget. People get confused there, whether it's a really tight, a frugal budget. Can be a conservative budget, or a conservative budget would be giving yourself enough leash contingency percentage above what you're actually planning on spending so you don't go over it. What did you build into this budget?
We did not build in.
Or just like overages. Right in the line.
Yes, it is extremely tight. And
okay. The
reason for that is, well, I feel like every year we say it's going to be a tough budget year.
Yeah.
And to be honest, it really is. And the reason why it is because we have an abundance of needs providing services, but we have limited revenues. If we had $5 more of revenue, we could easily find services to provide. So we have more services needs than we have revenue. And so that's why the budget is tight, that we provide the maximum amount of programs that we can to support that. And what makes it more challenging is we are constantly challenged to be more efficient, find additional revenue streams, grants, whatever it is, so we can continue with the maximum amount of service. So we don't have very much padded in there.
Okay, so I'm over in the Parks and Rec, and we
pretty close, but we go 5% over when we get to the end of the year. Is that really a request, an amendment request, or do we have a contingency fund set aside as a finance department to handle that? And then measured by whether they go over or don't go over.
Yeah, it could come through as a request, and then we would take a look at it. So maybe it would be a furnace goes out or something like that. That would justify probably a budget amendment.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, we pass the budget at the fund level. So that's what the requirement is by the state auditor's office, which is the external authoritative source.
Right.
However, we operate it at the department level for responsibility purposes. And so we do have contingency in that if one department went over, the whole general fund would not go over.
Right.
So we would not be in external trouble. We'd just be in internal trouble.
Right.
So we have that level of contingency.
If I go over in one department and overall other departments come up a little short on their expenditures, can they use that money? Or is that considered an amendment?
No, they are allowed to use that if we grant that. But I guess I feel like the departments are expected to operate within their own budget. What happens if one exceeds the budget, their budget, then other departments have to chip in and be under budget. So the fund comes in within budget. So
you'd like them to be able to win the game. So you try to give
absolutely
a conservative but tight budget so that they could succeed. They have the ability to succeed.
Yes.
And so that's why it's really disappointing if they go over.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not heavily padded, but there's room for
yes, there is. Okay. Internal, there's room. Excuse me, externally there's room. So we're not going to get in trouble by the Washington State Auditor's Office because we have that level.
Okay.
The departments are expected to manage their own budget. And you're right, when one department doesn't, it puts a strain on the rest of their peers. Mm-hmm. So that's why finance doesn't want to come over budget, I can tell you that.
Sorry for the detailed questions, but sometimes we don't have as much time.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate today. You, your patience, and dealing with questions. Any other questions from anyone else? I don't have any miscellaneous. Do anyone else have? Does anyone else have miscellaneous?
Just kind of a follow-up to your question. It's not miscellaneous. But
okay.
When you're in that situation where you have to kind of share the year's budget, we do have, and you can confirm this or not, but because of the transparent process, we see it, one. And two, it gets surfaced if one department goes over, which means less for everyone else.
Yeah.
And so that would be a part of our calculation when we did the budget, correct?
Yes.
I just wanted to, because, yeah, I could see the external part, but the internal part, that's where the hard part of our job is looking at that number and saying, well, I know you don't like it, but this one section could be more cost. And we don't have a pot of money because we had an allocated budget. And the way it goes from allocated also being flagged for 5% over, we could see it coming.
Correct. Yes.
And so we would flag that and say, oh, okay, the last two, we're at 10%. I don't think they're going to be on. But I just think it's important to say because that's the budget deliberations that we get it because we get the context all the time. But if we're in the budget meeting and we're cutting something, and let's say it's a program you loved, there's a reason for that. And maybe it's because this other department came in way too high or they had a emergency situation which pulls from others. Okay. I just wanted to surface that because that is the hard part and kind of sometimes the most boring part about our process.
And I just want to underscore, like this last week we had a gun safe giveaway, and it was outside organizations coming in to do the giveaway, but it takes police personnel time, took resources from the Parks and Rec Department to help set up the podiums and get everything going. I don't know if they nickel and dime it to that level, but that's an unexpected cost. It's a windfall overall, considering the gifts that were being given, you know, the stage that were being given away, and the cost of those came to grants. But we get to the end of the year, and again, we did everything right, except we added this one little thing. Is that a
I feel like...
Does the director squirm as we have this event?
I don't think so. And the reason why is what's most important to finance, I believe, is not that someone goes over, but if they go over, to understand what caused them to go over. And it's the reason that causes the overs that's important. So the example given here today, that would be an acceptable reason. And if we had to do a budget amendment, I think they feel comfortable saying we needed more money because we did of community function that caused that came up. I think understanding the why is more important.
And yeah.
It's equally as important because now we can make good decisions knowing what's causing it and is it justified or not.
And at the same time, you don't want to establish a habit of going over by all the departments. But, oh, yeah, well, if I have a good reason why.
Well, no, we don't. Because if they have a good reason, they're going to have to come and tell you guys.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to stand up in front of you and convince you it was a good reason.
Okay.
When they tell me, I just say, okay, and know that you guys are the judge of that.
All right.
Good.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Unless there's an objection.